Welcome to A Voice of a People here with Linda Sims on WWGH107.com. This program is live, as you know, and maybe some of you do not know. We also stream live on the web, www.WWGH107.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. And you can do this on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. Or if you would just like to call in and connect with my guest or myself during this hour from 4:15 until 5 p.m. today, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Same location, 582 Lee Street. When you show up, bring your state ID or your driver's license and provide the number of people in your family. Okay, mark that on your calendar for the second Saturday of October, which is coming soon.
The 12th.
October 12th. Mm-hmm. All righty. And we also have Home Inspection LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. And believe it or not, Cheryl Lee is here, and she is the owner and co-owner of Inspect Ohio LLC, and she has been a supporter of A Voice of a People for many years now. How are you today, Cheryl?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Linda.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come and speak with you and to speak about our passions.
Yes.
Children.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely. Children. Oh, and while you said that, let me send out this thought for today, and the title of that is Tolerance. What does that have to do with children, right? A lot. And it goes like this. Tolerance means to bounce back even when thrown against a very hard wall. The ability to do this comes from sensing that life is a game and that all things move in cycles. What is uncomfortable now will soon change. Tolerance is like saying yes to the game and enjoying it. Okay. Now that's a thought for today. What do you think about that?
That would have to be dissected piece by piece, wouldn't it?
Sins at a time, right? And then debated between the senses, right? Yeah. I understand. I get these on my email at least twice a week. A thought for today.
That is cute. But that was deep. And you know what? We're not used to thinking and really focusing on things deeply. Everything
that's
is
true.
So superficial.
We don't have time. That's the problem. We don't have the time.
Well, I think also, I mean, to think deeply, it doesn't take a lot. Sometimes it does. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Time. But it also takes training.
Yeah.
To look beyond the surface of things.
Right.
It's called discernment.
Okay.
You know, when we're in church or when we're in our Sunday school classes or prayer meetings and we're talking about discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just basically taking time to think something through.
Yes.
You know.
Before you get stick your foot in the pie, right?
Oh, yes. Or in my mouth.
Right.
Foot in the mouth.
We think about that later, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm guilty. My hand is up. Yes. Now, Cheryl, it's been what? You were on with me earlier this year, I think, before our cycle stopped for the schools.
Yes, because we were talking about the fundraiser, which is in March.
Right.
And for those of you who would like to keep that day, you know, saved, We do it every year. It's our largest fundraiser. It's a luncheon and a silent auction. And it will be, oh, what is it? I think it's going to be the last Saturday of February, the first Saturday of March.
Okay.
Because we've moved it around a little bit because of other activities. There's just so much going on, you know, in the community and stuff. Which is nice that we live in a community where there are so many things going on. But
yes, absolutely. And there's always so much going on. And if I took the time to circle everything on my calendar, it would be completely full every day. I would have something to do, somewhere to go. And I just, it's out of the question. I just don't have the energy to go to everything, nor the money.
True.
Some things cost money, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Cheryl is, I have down, Director Coordinator of Marion, Ohio, Marion County, CEF. Good News Club in Marion, Ohio.
CEF is Child Evangelism Fellowship. Mm-hmm. For those of you who were wanting to know, but CEF is Child Evangelism Fellowship. And you can check us out. You can Google it. Everything can be Googled nowadays, and so can CEF. And it is a children's ministry that started back in 1937.
Mm.
So it has been true. It has been tested by probably fire, you know.
I'm sure.
Through the years.
I'm sure.
And it is non-denominational. And so people are like, well, how does that work? Very easily. We have a statement of faith.
Right.
And it has 32 points on that statement of faith, and you read it. If you're interested in helping out with Child Evangelism Fellowship, if you're wanting to be helping hands, we'd love to have you. But there is a statement of faith that you'll have to read and agree to, because that's the glue that holds us together.
True.
It's really neat, too, because the dogma of denomination stays at the door.
Right.
And we are just brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
It tends to be a big argument anyway when you get down to denominations, what I believe, what I don't believe, and what this church over there believes. The statement of faith, we come into agreement, we come into covenant with that agreement, and that way we are able to function and to teach the children and be taught ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I think when I started Child Evangelism Fellowship 9 years ago, that is when my growth in God's Word really started. And it's not because we have to prep so much. I mean, the tools, the materials that we have are teaching for dummies, really. And if you just follow what they have and you read your, they always encourage us to read the Word for the story that we're going to be teaching, the lesson that we're going to be teaching.
Right.
They ask you to read it 2 to 3 times so that any misconceptions that you have regarding that lesson, you have time to think about it, to discern.
Yes.
And like, oh my, you know, the Holy Spirit's correcting me on this, and the Holy Spirit's correcting me on that. Or,
right.
Wow, that was only a fraction or a fracture of the story.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so, and that's the way I teach my children in the club. The Good News Clubs are starting up now. We're going back into the schools, after school programs. And I'm always teaching my children that this is just a small part of the story. Wait until you can start reading God's Word for yourself. And then you'll see how much more was in that story, and you'll wonder, why didn't Mrs. Lee include that?
Well, it's too much.
You can't include everything. That's
no,
right.
It's too much.
But I want them to know, too, because how many adults know the story of Noah and the ark? But
a lot of us think we
many,
know. Yeah.
That's it, Linda. Because I was going to say, but how many of us have actually gone into God's Word and
read it? Instead of hearsay, you
and
know.
Then, that's right. Because, you know, we pick it up from children's Bibles. We pick it up from Sunday school or from vacation Bible school, where everything is designed to be fun, you know. And but it's always just a partial.
That's true.
It's never the whole factual truth. And when you take it back into God's Word, I mean, you know it as well as I do. When you're preparing for these lessons, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Where did that
blow
come
me away.
From? Yeah. And so it really shows you just how important it is to go right back to God's Word. And so we do that with all of our lessons. And like I said, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been around since 1937. If you want to help out with us, we'd love to hear from you. And there is some training to go with if you're wanting to lead a program, that's fine. If you just want to help out, there is just a background check, which we pay for. There's a real short interview, and just to see where you stand,
right,
where your walk is, you know, how why you want to help out,
right,
you know, those types of things. And it's just a fun program.
It is a very fun program, and I think you may be aware that I also have a program, End Times Ministries, and I have Jeff Porter, who we called our doomsday prophet, and he comes on and tells us about the signs of the times and what to look for, and that we are living in the last days. And I don't know how many of the listeners really believe in that or have heard about this, but it seems to be that, like you said, Noah, back in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Lord returns, if you believe that he's going to return, right?
Correct.
And we go by that, and all the violence that was going on, and the homosexuality and the immorality was going on, and, you know, just everything was evil.
Paganism.
That's another big one.
The witchcraft.
The witchcraft,
and
all that.
The false religions and the paganism and the idolatry and idolatry.
True.
And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, I understand.
And wouldn't you want your child to be at least informed about some of these things and empower them to stand up against evil and what's going on wrong? Not saying that they will ever be perfect, because none of us are that. But I would rather someone tell me something bad that's going to happen or supposed to happen than for me to sit there and have no idea what's going on whatsoever and just be overtaken.
Well, that's true, because years ago I had read in a newspaper, I'm from Richland County originally, mm-hmm, and there the sheriff at that time had done a story, and he was talking about victims.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you're only a victim if you don't take time to think through scenarios.
Right.
And, man, I took that to heart. And when my kids were growing up, we had a fire escape route. They knew the plan. They knew what they're supposed to do. They knew how to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We had, if an intruder, you know, plan where they would go, where they would hide, you know, things of this sort, because you're only a victim if you don't plan.
True.
Well, God's got plans for us. And because of the stories that we have in the Bible, they're examples of how not to do things.
True.
And how to do things.
Right.
How to live.
Right.
And so the prophecies, we're living in a really exciting time when we see these prophecies and the secular world converging. And almost colliding. I mean, really, just colliding and bouncing off of each other. It's really exciting.
It is exciting.
But I would rather have my children prepared, young and adult.
Right, because like you say, they need to know the escape route.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be overtaken. Mm-hmm. They need to know, just like you said, you was in case of a fire, they knew the route to get out. You know, okay, doom and gloom is coming up on our world today. So wouldn't you want your child to know the way of escape?
And that's what Child Evangelism offers.
Right.
Within the Good News Clubs, it's like taking a high-powered Sunday school class,
mm-hmm,
to these children. And we are teaching them about God's love. Because God is love,
yes,
but he's also a just God.
Yes, he is.
And he's already told us that, you know, he is there to discipline us, to rebuke us, to love us, to guide us. But you're not going to be able to pull the wool over his eyes.
Mm-mm.
You know, we talk about Jesus Christ, how God allowed his son to die on the cross for our sins, and that we're not to put anything more to the gospel, and we're not to take away from the gospel.
Right.
We're to teach them that God loved us, man sinned because of our arrogance and our disobedience, wanting to do what we want to do rather than what God would have us to do.
Yes.
We listened to Satan rather than listening to him. And so he allowed us to have an escape route through Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. who willingly died on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
And because he died on the cross, the punishment of my sin and your sin and everyone else, Christianity is not exclusive.
No.
Christianity is for every man, woman, child on this earth. It comes exclusive when they've chosen not to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Christianity is not exclusive. It is for everyone. And so Christ Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. And then he was miraculously resurrected. And that's what makes him so much more different mm-hmm. than any other prophet or good teacher of any other religion.
That's true.
Is because he walked among his followers. He ate with them. He allowed them to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he ascended to heaven to God our Father. And he sent us a gift, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And for some people who do not think in supernatural, God is supernatural.
Yes, he is.
Christ Jesus is supernatural.
Yes, he is.
The Holy Spirit is supernatural.
Yes.
And he indwells in us when we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins. But, you know, lip service is cheap. Right now I'm going through sometimes with one of my grandchildren, and I explained to him that words are cheap. I need to see the proof.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see the actions.
Right.
And so, you know, lip service is cheap when you ask Christ Jesus to forgive you of your sins, because he looks into your heart.
Yes, he does.
And he sees how humble and if you're earnest about it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's that humbleness of I'm broken. I have a void. I need help. I need guidance. Or maybe you're a good person and everything is going well in your life. You know, and you just think everything's peachy keen, but there's something missing. Well, that something missing is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that personal relationship with Jesus. And so, you know, God says, do not add to the gospel. Do not take away.
Right.
And maybe it's just because it's so simple that a lot of people don't want to accept it.
We got to fill it up. You know, we got to take this out. We got to add some more to it. You know, we just can't believe that a sovereign Lord left heaven and walked this earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, well, and people say, well, he was just a man because of the virgin birth. You know, but he actually gave of his divinity to come as a man and live as a man.
Well, and then take a step back.
Okay.
He was just a man because of his virgin birth.
Right, the virgin birth. Absolutely.
You can't just be a man because of a virgin birth.
No. Well, that's also supernatural.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
It's conception.
Yes.
And I believe life begins with conception.
Yes, it does.
So his conception was miraculous.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know? Yes.
And that, there again, it's just us talking and going back and picking on these words, you know, and stuff. It's like, do we listen to what we say a lot of times?
Sometimes it just goes past you.
It does.
So fast. And not only that, we're talking about something that we may have read years ago, even maybe last Christmas. I believe that our God is so sovereign, Lord, that only he can remember his words exactly all the time. Because we're fishing all the time. Well, what was that scripture? You know, I used to know that scripture by heart, and it would just be there, but when... Now, do I know it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then I got to get on Google scripture, you know, and I'll say, Jesus wept, give me that, you know, and it'll pop up. But mm-hmm. we cannot retain it like we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only he is sovereign.
Well, and there are so many false teachings
out
there. And you really have to get back into your word.
That's true.
Even if you just Google the phrase and then get into your word, you mm-hmm. have to get back into your word, because There are so many fake teachings out there. So many so-called Christian churches that, well, what's that verse? That they would have a form of religion without the power.
Denying the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so many churches right now have a form of religion.
Form of religion.
That they want to fill the seats up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're denying the power of prayer and of healing and of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to offend anybody.
Wow.
You know, and so their teachings are partially correct without telling the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's where I'm, Linda, I guess I must be slow or something, because I hear something and all of a sudden somebody will think, did I just offend you or not? Because my mind starts clicking away and I get this look. I'm not a poker face. And I get this look on my face like, really? Because I start thinking,
right.
You know, and my mind is taking me down this rabbit trail.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just moving along with it, thinking and like, that doesn't sound right. Or
yeah.
Where have I heard that before? You know, that type of stuff. And I'm finding more and more that I'm going back to God's word. And like, yeah, they're a little bit off on that, you know. And then you can go back to them and say, you know, remember that conversation we had?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it took me a while, but this is what I think you meant, you know, and feed them the truth.
Right, right, right.
And the children, getting back to CEF and the Good News Clubs, these little ones, they challenge you. You know, they've got good questions.
Yeah.
And you'll be teaching them a lesson, and then they'll ask a question. And oftentimes, they are misquoting because that's what they've been taught.
Right, right.
And see, that's why Satan doesn't want us in these schools, in these clubs, with these children, because these parents are not educated. The grandparents aren't educated because they've been hearing the story of Noah all their life without actually reading it for themselves.
Right.
And so then when their children come up to them and say, hey, you know what I learned? It starts challenging them. And when their grandchildren come up and say, Grandma, I learned this. And sometimes it's just totally different than what they believed or what they've learned.
True. Same happened to me. Old wives, fables.
Mm-hmm.
And they may say something that's really not in there. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
And you'll, all your studies, and when you really dedicate yourself to reading God's word and wanting to learn and know the things that he is telling you, and you'll read something, it may sound similar to what they were saying, but it didn't even have the same meaning, you know. But that's not in the Bible, you know.
Right.
Like, God helps those who help themselves. That's not in the Bible. God helps us because we can't help ourselves.
That's right. He's given you from morning to night to work.
Yeah.
Because the man who works will be fed. The man who doesn't will go hungry.
Right.
And that's paraphrasing, but that's in there.
True, it's in there.
But I mean, he's saying, work for it.
Work for it.
I've given you the opportunity to work.
The strength, you know? The knowledge and wisdom I've given you. Why would you just be nonchalant in this world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think about that. There is so much integrity in working.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. You know, and it's what some of our young people are giving away. They don't understand the concept of working and earning a living.
Well, young to us,
yeah.
but you're talking about, you know, like, we're talking about 40-somethings, 30-somethings.
Yeah.
And then down.
Your pride, you know? Your integrity. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that's wrapped up, your character, all that's wrapped up into honest day's work.
That's right. That is, and it really does. I mean, just think of us, Linda, when I've been really working around the house. Now, I'm a business owner, so I have to take care of that. And then I'm a grandmother, so I've been helping with that.
Right.
And then, of course, CEF, I'm the coordinator for Marion County and for Union County. So, you know, I spend time with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've been really working around the house because I get so tired of chasing my tail all the time, trying to figure out where everything's at. I waste more time trying to find something.
Right.
So I've been trying to get this all organized. And when I finally get a project done, or just one thing done,
right,
I just like am so, it's like this block is put in place. And I have more energy because it's this mental strain that's also attached to having all these projects just hanging out there.
I feel you. I feel you. Thank you for encouraging me because I'm sitting there looking at what needs to be done, what I would like to do. But have I gotten up to do it? No. So I'm having this mental telepathy going on in my mind.
This war.
But nothing's getting done, right?
Yes.
So thank you for the encouragement.
Oh, just one. Even if it's just a drawer.
Yes.
Pulling out the drawer and organizing it while you're watching your favorite show or something.
Right, right.
You know, you just have this peace about you and it's like, oh, I got that done. You know? And you just keep chiseling away. It's wonderful. Not there yet, but it's wonderful.
You're on your way, though.
I am.
One project at a time.
I am.
I'm going to go home and do something. We're not going to go there because I know mine is a mess.
Oh, boy.
From the front to the back. I can't get in the living room, though. I try to make sure I can at least get in the house. You know what I'm saying? But that's so encouraging.
Well, that's what I was doing today, too, is right before I only had a little bit of time, so I thought, well, I can't really get into QuickBooks in the business because that takes me longer. So I thought, okay, I'll go into my family room and I'll start organizing things that were left over from a garage sale that we had for CEF. And plus the thing is too, is like my daughter is decluttering her house. So her clutter is coming into my house because her clutter is better than what I have stored back for the garage sale, you know?
Okay.
So, and I'm always taking things in for the garage sale. Because you can't sell if you don't have things.
That's true.
And trust me, I keep my stuff until it's falling apart, so I have to lean on everybody else who likes to change out their drapes or who likes to change out their wall hangings every other year.
Right.
I'll take those things.
Right.
Because those things make a lot of money for CEF.
Right.
You know, so I'll take those things. And I'll give you my number, 740-262-0939. 262-0939. But she's been decluttering, so I was putting things into tubs because then I take them out into my garage, which my husband says I shouldn't do, but it's my half of the garage.
Right.
And I told him I'm going to do that until my house gets decluttered when I start on that. So anyways, I take it out to the garage so that the pests can't get into it and stuff of that sort. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was doing right before the show.
I believe it.
You know?
I've been to one of your yard sales.
And they're fun.
They are fun. You have such neat things there. And, you know, I helped you over there one day this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I seen a black sweater that had the little hanging things down the front. You know, like it has a little flap that hangs, you know. I said, why didn't I get that? You just don't realize how many times I've said that. Why didn't I get that? Because, you know, it's getting chilly now, and I can just put on that little sweater and be right in style, you know. And I don't have to really go to the blazer thing. So when you hear that Shirley is having a yard sale or a silent auction, scurry yourself on down there because she has some really nice and unique pieces.
Yeah, they're fun. They're
yes.
fun things. We have two fundraisers that, of course, the Luncheon and Silent Auction in spring. And then in the summer, we try to have a couple of yard sales. So those are our fundraisers for Marion County.
Yes.
Now, if you would like to become a monthly supporter, you can do that by debit or by credit cards. And if you call me at 740-262-0939, I can send you a card that can help you get established. I never see your information. You will send it directly to our treasurer of our county, of our chapter.
Right.
So I never see your information. But I do know, I mean, I can get the information as to who is giving in our county to be able to thank you, and it is greatly appreciated. You know, $20 from one person and $20 from another starts adding up.
Right.
When it's a monthly giving and we can count on it.
True.
If you can give more, that's wonderful too. It's always fun to have people who can give more, and the Lord has asked them to give more. But really, today wasn't about giving.
Mm-hmm.
It was about introducing you to Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right, absolutely.
And how the Good News Clubs are starting next week throughout our
Already,
county.
Already, October.
I know. And we could have extra helping hands.
Right.
We really would love to have men and women who would like to step up. And it doesn't make any difference if you're a senior citizen and you think that your activities in church have kind of left you behind. Well, we would love to use you.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have your helping hands, because there are so many of these children. And it's not that our clubs are so overwhelming in sizes. They're not.
We could use more.
But they're overwhelming in personality.
Yes.
And some of these children, they just need to have someone there who's willing to sit beside them.
Mm-hmm.
No touching.
Right.
You know, and you're not going to be talking to them, because they're going to be listening to the memory verse or the Bible lesson, or they're going to be learning a song. But just being there,
right,
has a calming effect on them.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, or maybe they need to go to the bathroom, and I cannot let them go by themselves. So, you know, you could walk across the hall with them, or things of that sort. So there's a lot of little ways that you can help out. You can help out. And if you want to learn how to, I mean, if you want to direct the songs, trust me, we'll let you. You know, if you want to read the missionary story, the, mm-hmm. that's one of the favorite things about the kids. I mean, some of these missionaries, like
them.
Taylor Hudson, you know, he was in the 1800s.
Yes.
But the kids loved that story about his life. Or Charlotte Moon,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was ornery, and she was in the 1800s. And again, the kids just loved her life story.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would like to read the missionary story each week for the 5 to 6 weeks, that would be wonderful, because the kids love it.
Yes, they do.
They do. And again, my number is 740-262-0939. If you would like to help out, I would love to send you some information regarding volunteering.
Right. Or you can call the station during our taping of A Voice of a People Monday or Tuesday. The time of that would be from 4:15 to 5 p.m. And the telephone number here is 740-383-9944. I was a former teacher of CEF.
And I'm hoping to get you back.
Yes, in JYC Club. And I kind of set out this year.
Which we would love to have someone in Grant.
Grant
as
Middle
a
School.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the age group. I don't know if it's that the students are too busy.
It's spiritual warfare, Linda.
Right. Or
name it what it is.
An effective teacher and my crew that I had working with me. Because all those things cross your mind, and they crossed my mind. Am I doing it right? Am I not really getting the truth there? Or maybe I need to laugh a little more, you know. And you just don't know how to reach them, you know. And then when it got down to one student and the spiritual warfare mm-hmm. that surrounded it, you know, there's obstacles when it comes down to God's word. Mm-hmm. He himself had those same obstacles.
Mm-hmm. And it is a spiritual warfare, because Grant, and what we'd like to do is have maybe somebody step up and take one of the Good News Clubs, because we could prepare a leader or another teacher to go in there, because Linda's busy right now, and that's one reason why, you know, the discouragement up from Satan and the warfare that she was experiencing, you know, there's a lot of things that crowd in there, but we'd like to try to regain that opportunity, because there's almost 900 children, the possibility of 900 children being there, and I think it's really important that our presence be in that school one day a week after school, so that they know we're there.
Yes.
So pray about it, please, brothers and sisters. As
you're
listening to this, just pray about it, that the door is already open. We just need a team to be able to be there. And if nothing else, even if no children show up, if we can just be there and be praying for that hour and 15 minutes each Wednesday, so that we can fight this spiritual battle for these children. They have no idea. They have no idea. I'd like to put a plug in. Marion County is one county out of 9 counties in our chapter. Mm-hmm. And our chapter is celebrating their 45th year as a chapter. And that's quite an accomplishment.
It is.
45 years. And we are going to be having a very nice catered dinner October 5th. It'll be at Grumley Park in Forest, Ohio at the Pavilion, which is a nice little facility. And if anyone would like to come and join us, it's going to be a very nice Saturday evening dinner. It's $15 a ticket. $15 a ticket. And again, you can call me and we'll get those tickets to you because we definitely need headcounts for the caterer. But it's going to be a delicious dinner. You're going to learn a little bit more about CEF. It's going to be a thank you. But not only are we celebrating our 45th anniversary,
right,
but our director, Mike Todd, who is a young man in his 40s, early 40s, he grew up with Child Evangelism Fellowship. His mother was a director for many years, and
wow.
And now he's a director, and we are celebrating his 20th anniversary. So if any of you who know Mike would like to send him a thank you card or an appreciation card, please send it here to Linda in care, you know, to Linda Sims, and say it, Mike Todd, in care of Linda Sims, so that we can present these cards to Mike on the 5th.
Right.
That's going to be exciting. Or call me, 740-262-0939, and I can give you my address so that you can send it directly to me.
Right.
And we're collecting these cards. It's on the QT, so we want to be hush about it. We don't want these cards going directly to Mike.
Right.
And if you're wanting to know another address, another way of Inspect Ohio, Google Inspect Ohio, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that address will get to me. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's Inspect Ohio is another way that you can send a card, and I'll get it to Mike on the 5th.
It's very important that people know that they are appreciated.
Oh, absolutely.
And that, you know, some of the parents and some of the students that have graduated from high school and moved on to say, you know, if it had not been for CEF and some of the teachers and the director, I would not be here where I am today. I wouldn't be following the word of God, or I wouldn't be in church where youth groups help leading other young people to Christ. That is so powerful for someone to know and hear. We thank you for that. We thank you for being obedient to the word of God. It helps to give you that push to continue in the things of the Lord. You know, and you may not have even been a part of CEF, but just to know that the word of God is being presented in a not bearing way, or not trying to coerce or force someone to believe in the word of God, but just giving them the facts.
That's right. And, you know, by giving them the facts and the Bible lessons, we're also character building.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Yes.
You know, they are learning the do's and don'ts in a real positive way to build their character. It's a firm foundation for character building.
Yes, it is.
So, brothers and sisters who are listening right now, what we need is prayer coverage.
Yes, true.
One, I mean, you know, like when we go back to the verse that says they had a form of religion but denied the power, prayer is our tool.
Yes, it is.
You know, prayer is our tool to fight back the spiritual warfare that is around these children, because Satan does not want these children to know the truth, because these children will take it home with them, and healing can start in those homes. So prayer coverage is the first thing that we really need. Secondly, is helping hands. Helping hands is always greatly appreciated.
Yes, it is.
Helping hands is what really makes our clubs flow and prepares our clubs for growth. These children do not want to be in a chaotic atmosphere. And I've had children drop off because I've had other kids who are just wired. And I don't have any helpers to sit beside that child. You know.
Right.
And just calm them. So helping hands is extremely important.
Yes. We need
important.
You.
And then the third thing is always funding. You know, you're always looking for that person who can help out.
True.
You know, the woman, when Christ saw, she gave that sacrificial giving of her 2 pence or whatever it was, her 2 coins.
That's right.
It was sacrificial because that's all she had.
All she had.
I'm asking $20 out of you as a listener, and I know that's not all you have.
Donation, yes.
But some of you are on tight budgets, but God loves when you give, he'll give back. Mm-hmm. He blesses, and we've done that through the years. You know, you'd think, oh, I can't. But you do anyways because you're being obedient.
Yeah.
And then God blesses us with a job that we weren't expecting or something mm-hmm. of that sort. So, I mean, it comes back to you. And just like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, just thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank mm-hmm. you. Yes. I have been so inspired and, you know, continuing to look for an opening. You know, to continue on the road of helping people find Christ. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Jensen Franklin a couple Sundays getting ready for church. And he was talking about how the Lord really wants us to go out and stop these people from walking off a cliff right into the gates of hell. They don't know. Mm-mm. We don't know when it's our last day on this earth and we have not received Christ as our Lord and Savior from sin.
That's right.
You know, and they need to know. Oh, I was so fired up about this thing. I'm telling you, everybody I saw, I was talking about it, you know. We need to be out in the hedges, in the byways, you know, and compelling people to come in, begging them, dragging them in, you know. And I had to go to the doctor, and he was a Hindu. And he asked me, what was I doing to keep myself busy while I was retired? And I talked about my show and all that. I said, I go to church. When I said church, something sparked.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know.
Praise God.
All about it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, maybe I didn't say it. And you know, after you leave a conversation like that, you're thinking, well,
I should have said this. I should have said that.
Yeah, and all that's going on in my mind, you know. So I wrote him a letter. And I outlined it. It's up to him whether he receives it or not. Mm-hmm. But at least I did it.
And Linda, you know, you were talking about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband listens to Janet Markell, I think it is. And she's really into the end times.
Really?
And,
Janet Markell?
I believe that's her last name. And she's into the end times and mm-hmm. things. She's got a show on. I was listening to it because I'm more about here and now
mm-hmm.
and introducing people to Christ.
Right.
But I thought, well, no, let's step back. Went to a family dinner on Father's Day, and I was listening to the 20-somethings mm-hmm. talk around the table. And this particular conversation, they know my opinion already, mm-hmm. so I was being quiet and listening, and they drew me in to the conversation.
Of course.
So I told them I thought they were idiots because they knew. Mm-hmm. where I was on
right.
this opinion and stuff like this and went about my business and we all went about our own business. But Monday morning, I am reclaiming the house. I'm like, Lord, if you come back, if you raptured the church today,
mm-hmm.
my kids would not be a part of it based on that conversation
mm-hmm.
and based on their actions, their
right.
fruits
right.
aren't prevalent. You know, mm-hmm. they're just not there. I said, how do we get across to them?
Right.
Because they're mommied to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, how do we get across to them? And he says, a left behind bag. And so I decided that I would prepare them all a left behind bag. And in that left behind bag is a paperback Bible
mm-hmm.
and a letter of instructions as to if Dad and I are whisked away, this is what's happened.
Right.
The church has been raptured.
Right.
And I walked through what they could expect at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have put a letter of expectations, I guess, or instructions in this bag as well.
Right.
And so I told my one daughter I told my granddaughter about it at first. And she goes, well, Grandma, I'm going to go to heaven. I know Jesus. I said, but Jenna, your fruits aren't showing it. I said, and so me looking in, I'm not seeing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you very well could be, because God knows your heart.
Right.
And then I told my daughter, who does not show any fruits and has no desire to go to church, although she grew up in a Christian home.
Right.
And I was expecting to be ridiculed. But she thought about what I said, and she says, Mom, thanks. Thanks for thinking of me. But see, Linda, she doesn't realize that if what I believe, her three children will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
mm-hmm.
be whisked away, and it'll be just she and her husband.
Wow. Believe it or not, we are out of time, and we will have to visit this again. And hopefully you enjoyed Cheryl Lee today. I certainly did. As always, you've been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson. Just great people. People who are no longer with us. Tony Curtis and Phyllis Diller and Jane Meadows and all the great guests we've had over the last 5 years. But today, making a very special appearance with us, is a gentleman who's been on before. He is an icon in the world of news without question. And my introduction is now over, long enough to say, here is Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, Scott, I'm pleased to be with you. I mean, you're persistent, you're smart. I understand you've been on the air for 5 years. And I must tell you, I was a reporter in Washington for 52 years. The next 47 is the easiest. I mean, the first five was the hardest stuff.